דלת אב, סימן קוף בייס, הלכה יד בייס, to סימן קוף גימל, הלכה גימל. We're discussing still the 9 days. And the 9 days include also the holding back from washing. Now this applies when it comes to Ashkenazim, from already from Rosh Chodesh Av, and for the Sfaradim, who start this coming Sunday, which is what's called Shavuot Shechalbi. And the limitations, even when it comes to cold water, unless a person is doing it a little for healing purposes, actually a lady asked me, she just gave birth, sitting in hot water, all these different situations, if it's for medical reasons, certainly it's permitted. And someone that's weak and the doctor said they have to wash. In such cases, even hot water is permitted. Even today, Bezman Azeh, as Moshe and other Chayim write, that if someone is usually, especially in the warm climates that we live in, where it's hot and sweaty, one is allowed to get rid of the sweat. So basically, the parameters are not to do for pleasure, but in order to remove sweat, which is considered removing dirt. Same thing applies to a woman that's a nida that needs to go to the mikveh. She washes and bathes in it in her normal fashion, the normal way she does so. Now, if a woman is going to the mikveh, someone just asked me this after Tisha B'Av, this is a big debate. So the Kitzur says if she can't wash before, then she should wash after Tisha B'Av and then go to the mikveh. And that's the way Siddur Tahara and other places can hold. The Mishmar actually says to do some preparation erev Tisha B'Av. But the ikka, the main part of the preparation, and of course immersing, cannot be done until Motzei Tisha B'Av. The reasoning behind this is because a woman anyway, the washing and everything that she's doing is not for the sake of pleasure. Rosh Chodesh Av that comes out on Erev Shabbos, someone that's used to taking hot water Erev Shabbos is allowed to do so. So Shabbos is a little bit different when it comes to, especially Rosh Chodesh Av that comes out on Erev Shabbos. But the regular Erev Shabbos Chazon, which is where right now when I'm recording this, so according to the Kishon Aruch, you're not allowed to use hot water, even someone that's used to, unless it's just his feet, hands, and face. Someone that's also used to washing his shampooing his hair. Erev Shabbos is permitted to do so, but not using a certain type of boiris, which is types of soaps and shampoos. Someone that usually goes to the mikveh Erev Shabbos is allowed to go, but should go in cold mikvahs. And someone that doesn't always keep it, doesn't go every Erev Shabbos, really shouldn't. Now, today, Bezman Azeh, again, we're much more lenient, but that leniency also has limitations. It should be stuck to the idea that, for example, mikvahs, people don't go to cold mikvahs, it's very difficult. So they try to make the mikvah a little bit colder than the usually warmth of a mikvah. But all these things, a person has to make sure that he's trying as much as possible to do the Shem Shemaim, that the washing and the rinsing and everything else. Because remember, the discomfort actually gives a person tremendous reward and connection to Hashem. And therefore, although it may seem almost like difficult to fully understand, does it really make a difference because I'm not going to take a shower? But in the long run, in the deep worlds of Schar and Onesh, yes, it does. Okay, Avil. Someone asked me this question this year. He was an Avil, lost his parent, and his Shloshim ended up after Yud Zayin Tammuz already began. So the halacha is that until, even after Rosh Chodesh Av, one is allowed to take a haircut, meaning an Avil, but once Rosh Chodesh, meaning until Rosh Chodesh Av. According to Rosh Chodesh and on, it's not permitted. Now, even this, I'm a lenient that you can take a haircut and still wash his clothing until Shavuot Shechabli. When it comes to circumcision during the 9 days, always an interesting question. Minig is that the male, the sandik, and the father of the child and the mother wear big day Shabbos. Everyone else wears regular weekday clothing. And the person brings in the baby, called the kvater, he is not allowed to wear big day Shabbos. The woman that's bringing the baby, yes, she's like, it's like a main part of the mitzvah, and she's allowed to wear big day Shabbos. There are those that are more lenient, those are the relatives and also the grandparents. I saw some place says, okay. And shaving, one is permitted to do so before, as long as it's before Shabbos Chazoyin. But that means Shavuot Shechabah, one is not allowed to do so even for a circumcision. Now, we already mentioned that Shabbos Chazoyin, you wear the undergarments, certainly you're allowed to wear fresh laundered undergarments, and because these are really worn just for sweat purposes, but Big Day Shabbos is different customs. Happens to be the custom, I think today is already to wear Big Day Shabbos, or something to do with like a little bit lower scale, they wear a suit of Shabbos, but it was already worn before. So there's a little bit of a minute, but as long as it's not apparent, because then it's a Shalav Aveis B'Faresia. In Shul, switch around the Purichas for Shabbos, unless it's Shabbos, Shechal Yosh, Tisha B'Av, So then you don't, you have the weekday type of where you take off the parochas, different customs. There's a minhag, the custom is on Shabbos Chazon to read a maftir and to call up the rabbi in order who knows how to basically do kina, knows how to lament properly. And therefore, in such a week, he shouldn't get shlishi, which he usually gets. The laws of Erev Tisha B'Av, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. So when it comes to a bris, a pidin haben, that comes on Erev Tisha B'Av, you make a meal before Chatzos Hayom, before Chatzos. And it's mashma that the meat should be okay. There are places in the head like the Ben Yishchai that any Siddur's mitzvah already in Shavuos Chaba, you should not be doing meat, especially when it comes to also siyumim. And siyum is always a debate, as we mentioned already a few times, if it's a real siyum or not a real siyum. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, a person should not stroll. And the custom is, meaning to say, it shouldn't look like you're just chilling. It's a serious day. Today, like we explained already in Halacha, that it's the Erev Tisha B'Av is literally, so to speak, before the relative has died. The custom is not to even learn after Chatzos, meaning in the afternoon, you don't learn things that are not connected to Tisha B'Av anymore. There's an interesting explanation with Chasam Sofer, because really, the limitations of what you're allowed to learn are based on Pikud Hashem Yishol and Sam Chalev that give you joy is only in Tisha B'Av. But say it's Chasam Sofer, and you learn something out of Tisha B'Av, it lingers in your mind, so that joy is going to linger into Tisha B'Av. That's the reason why Erev Tisha B'Av done. The Maaseh, Poskim Paskin, the famous Bi Halacha, causes Bi Amar Mordechai, says that really it's going to cause you not to learn, and for sure you should not do that. And you should learn whatever you'd like to learn.